This weekend, Spain will hold general elections to form a new government. It will be the fourth time in 4 years that Spaniards will elect their members of parliament, and the second time this year. Can the winner form government this time? Eduardo Jordan found out more.
On the 10th of November, Spaniards will go to the polls to elect a new government. Since 2015, Spain has been unable to form a majority government. Senior lecturer in Spanish and Latin American Studies from Monash University, Dr. Carlos Uxo, says forming a majority government in Spain has been a challenge.
With the system that we have in Spain, so we elect a parliament, and the person who wants to be the prime minister needs the support of 175 members of parliament to become the prime minister. Now, until 2015, there was no problem in Spain for prime minister to get those many votes because we had a two-party system. So it was obvious that either Partido Popular, the Conservative Party, or Partido Socialista on the left would gain enough support from the MPs. However, since the 2015 elections, we have moved to a multi-party system, basically because a lot of people in Spain were fed up with the two-party system.
Dr. Uxo says the multi-party system in Spain started with a movement back in 2011.
The first new party to come on the stage was Podemos, which was the result sometime in 2011. There was a big movement in Spain called the Outrage, and people camping in the center of Madrid. From that movement, a new political party developed. I guess once you broke the two-party system, there was another party on the center-right that became a bit more popular, Ciudadanos. And the weird thing for the Partido Popular, the Conservative Party, is that it needed to do something about that. And probably the Prime Minister at the time, Mariano Rajoy, thought that it'd be good to move towards the centre to fight the rise of Ciudadanos.
But former Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy had an unexpected result.
What he didn't expect is that on the other side of the party, in the far right, there would be a section of the party to become disillusioned that move towards the center, and they would gain more and more power. I have to say that I am very surprised by their rise. They got a lot of MPs in the last election 6 months ago, and it looks like they are going to get even more this time, becoming the third party in Spain.
Dr. Uxo also says the political party Vox is influenced by the far-right movement happening across Europe.
I think they are related to those parties in, for example, in Italy or Hungary, in the sense that they are very anti-immigration. They believe in Europe being built on a Christian tradition, so any Muslims should not be welcome in Europe. They are also extremely homophobic, racist. So that I think that has played part of a role in the rise of Vox indeed, yes.
Another big topic on this election campaign is the Catalan independence movement, which is originating several protests in the autonomous region of Catalonia. While it's a big conflict the Spanish government will need to solve, Dr. Uxo says some parties made it a big election campaign.
Some parties, we're trying to make this part campaign as one big discussion. So all we are discussing in this campaign is what is happening in Catalonia. Other parties have tried to push for other agendas and trying to discuss also the economy in Spain, etc. But nonetheless, it has remained the biggest issue. A few years ago, a number of people in the Catalan government were arrested and they were trialed. And during this campaign, the sentence has been made public and they have been sentenced to up to 14 years in jail, accused of a number of things. Obviously, those in the nationalists are very unhappy. Vox, on the other hand, for example, are unhappy because they thought they deserved a longer sentence.
He also says the stability in Spain isn't coming anytime soon.
The polls are telling us that we are going to have more or less the same thing that we had before, with a few switches here and there. Vox is going to increase the power, Ciudadanos is going to lose, but the main thing is the parties in the right will not have enough support to form a government.
And that story was by Eduardo Jordan.